So this is a medium term stuff, isn't it? Good, excellent. And that's it. Page 18, is it?
Yeah. Page 18.
Good. Page 18, members. And I'm going to ask who's going to introduce us? Both. Okay. Yes, please. Thank you very much.
Just to help as a start off, for some of you haven't met me before, my name is Chris Forrester. I'm recently taking on the Deputy Chief and Director for Agri Chemic and here Head of Financial Services, vice versa. Shortly that will be sorted out, I believe. So this report, naturally Tim pulled it together, and it's a very specific point in time as he did this piece of work. He brought it before we had the local government finance settlement, so there's been a substantial amount of change since this report came through in terms of some of our figures around grants, our repos bonus, our core funding grants. We haven't had time to reflect that in an updated budget position. That'll be coming to you all shortly. But we have a lot of complexity around the business rates revaluations. You have to wait for a software package certificate to feed it through and wait for my team to work those figures through. We've only just started to get them now, so we are intending to update this and bring you an updated position.
So will we get the update in at our February meeting? Or will there be a special meeting in between or whatever?
There will be
a council, but in order to get the updated information, which I believe only came just before Christmas anyway.
Yes.
I mean, you could argue we ought to know about the updates earlier, wouldn't we?
So we're trying to bring the updates to the next council meeting about 2 weeks time.
All right, so it'll come to the council meeting rather than here first. Okay, but we'll have that anyway before the council debate, as it were. Okay. Thanks very much.
So yeah, as you say, extremely unfortunate timing having such very late figures.
But that's central government.
Yes.
Well, I'm quite happy to say this. The central government would create major problems for us in local authorities and officers. I think
just spent an hour talking about a problem which is caused by our friend over in Moscow.
Sorry, Chair, we can't blame Putin for everything.
No, we've had this problem with government. We've had this problem with government for years. They tend to think 1 year at a time and expect us to think over 4 or 5 years at a time. But they don't give us the information and the data to enable us to plan properly for a 4 or 5 year period. And then they wonder why people are tearing their hair out and saying, how the hell do you expect us to plan without the data which we need in good time? That's my rant. Councillor Godfrey.
You're absolutely right, Chair, and I think it's cross-party. I don't think there's any political about this. Governments are really messing local government about. So now officers set a budget, on how to set a budget, I have no idea. Yeah. They're certainly indicative one in the future. Crikey,
Yeah. So we're on your side, officers.
So in terms of the report itself, some of the key assumptions that are going to be made largely the same are around inflation, dancing is not going to be impacted, some of the loss of income and some of the pressures will be leaving as well, and the savings, they will be the savings plan that we're starting from what we're working with as well. To go into some more of the detail around the outing, that's again, it won't change position, the bottom line won't move now. That is what it is. The forecast out to them, I shouldn't even be looking at that. I think the rest of the report is as it is at this point in time. If there's any detailed questions, I'll have to look to Emma to lean on at this point. So I've only had a week or two in those. So I'm not that familiar with that level of detail. Probably in a similar position to many of you, having just read the reports and the backing documents. So I'm kind of leave it at that point.
No. Okay, thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Okay. Right, members. Shall I suggest I go through this one page at a time? Stop me when you want to say something. Usual process. Okay. So we kick off on page 18. Anything on page 18? Right. 19. 20.
Yes.
We've got two. Councillor Godfrey, Councillor Pardesi.
Yeah, just page 19 on 5.2. Just explain the page.
Actually, in cash money, that was the agreed with the employers expansion 25 and an extra day's annual cost per annum as well, although that will be reflected in the cost base. The idea, it was a clever way of doing it in the end, because ultimately the lower paid staff get a much greater percentage increase in their salaries, whereas the higher paid staff get a much lower one. So it was a way to really balance out that position rather than the flat one they'd used in the past.
Yeah, because it's quite unusual to see a figure.
It was, yeah.
The same figure, my daughter is a teaching assistant, same figure applies to her.
Oh, okay. Right, Councillor Pardesi, did you want? I don't want to name that.
Chair. The last proposed budget saving on removing concessionary parking. Can I ask which parking we're talking about, please?
Oh, this is on page 20, the final line, isn't it, of
yes.
The of table one. Right. It doesn't apply to councillors, so you're right. Oh gosh, we're in public session now again. Councillor Godfrey. Sorry? No, not yet. Well, yes, 20.
Yeah.
20. Yes, we are page 20
yeah,
now, yes.
Just a couple of questions. Reduce corporate support. Can someone explain that to me?
Through you, Chair, that's a review of the administration as a result of the COVID working. It's vacant.
I haven't spoke to Tracy, but she did tell me that she's in some negotiations and hopes to get a considerable amount of it there.
As we sure. We have a full floor empty, don't we?
Yeah, several floors. Yeah. So, do you know any more?
As I understand it, it contains two proposals that I understand the need.
Well, are we confident we're going to be able to lease this building?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much. Anything else on page 20 or 21, which continues our table at the top? Councillor Hood, then Councillor Pardesi.
Thank you. Can I just ask, under the title description, street scene efficiency, it goes from 45 in 2023-24 to 115-24-25. Why is there such a big jump?
Street scene efficiency.
Save at the top, Neil.
I think there's a number of efficiencies that start. It's a review of the overall street scene operation, and what they're saying is that it's a part year effect. So the first year is the 45, and then it's a review of sort of the scheduling of what they're doing, and then the second year gives a greater saving. So I think it's that it's there's a number of different savings around there as a result of efficiencies in how they operate. And each of those give those figures, but we've given it a bed in time to say that only part will arrive in 2023.
Just to be clear, this is the same level of services at a lower cost.
Yes.
So therefore, it's not a substitute for making people unemployed or losing staff, because efficiency is often, has that connotation about it.
That's exactly what I was wondering.
Could that mean losing staff? Is that part of the plan?
Yeah, there are agency staff that work in the street scene service area, and there is certainly the potential for us to. That will be reviewed as part of service delivery and the rescheduling that Ken has referred to.
Okay, so we could be losing agency staff rather than our own people. Okay.
Which is a great shame through you, Chairman, because they rely heavily on agency staff. I know it's Stone, but we will have a chance to debate that.
I think we'd say, well, street scene efficiency is okay as long as there's no reduction in service. because I mean, street scene at present gives a jolly good service,
a very good service.
And I think that's greatly appreciated by people in the borough. And you know, long may it be like that. I get the feeling there's some cross-party feeling on that.
Right.
You know, there's agreement. Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah. So we speak. God, we're speaking with one voice. Someone should hear us. Right. Anything, Councillor Godfrey, anything else on 21?
Yes,
I think Councillor Bardesi.
Just a quick idea, Chair. Question is, increasing garden waste charges 2024. I take it that's the brown bin.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be a regular increase then from now on.
Ah.
It doesn't say that. It says it will be £187, which is £3 per bin.
But it's an increase.
Next year.
And it will carry on with an increase, obviously.
But it's not going to go down again, that's what I mean.
I said it's a ratchet sort of mechanism. Okay, but it, but there's a bit of stealth tax there anyway coming
in. Stealth tax.
It's stealth
not tax.
Stealth
is in your face tax.
You shouldn't have such a big garden.
Yeah, try composting.
Oh, I do. I've got two compost makers. Okay, that's Councillor Godfrey. Councillor Pardesi.
Chair, could I ask please what we mean by lease car park concessions?
Not the mezzanine car park.
As a way of generating additional income from some of our sites.
It's basically offering commercial advertising space or other concessions, companies that might use or be able to use either the peripheral areas around our car parks or some of the open spaces there. I've seen other authorities do this where it can be a combination of advertising facilities, it can be car wash facilities, it can be a range of commercial concessions. There are opportunities there, Chair, for us to take advantage.
Councillor Hood.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, Chairman, through you, and please don't jump on me if I'm completely wrong about this. I use a lot of the car parks in Stafford. Do we have any electric charging points? Would that be a way to actually improve getting people into using?
It's four at the Wilkinson's car park. Mm-hmm.
That's
what you're
doing. That's right.
The council have installed.
That's it, is it? In the whole of the borough?
Oh, no, no, there's more.
I know they're on water.
There's a significant number, Chair. The finance are outside the meeting. There's two programmes that we're running with commercial providers with contributions from the Energy Savings Trust, which probably, I would say, conservatively, in the order of 20 that are either in situ or planned.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks very much. Anything else on page 21? Councillor Godfrey?
Really quickly, Chair. 5.7 on the business rate. Are we still having, problems with some of the bigger businesses in Stafford paying their business rate? But I noticed that it's income due to appeals, etc. That would your final accounts, all the words you've used in the past, where it's been an excuse for not paying on time? Is that still a problem?
I would have to get that information.
Well, we had a report, didn't we, to Cabinet recently, Chairman, which told us that the business rates collection was, at the moment, it's up on last year. At the moment, we've collected 49.2 million, which is 55.7% that's collected by the end of September, compared to 46.2% last year. So it would appear that the pandemic's over, that possibly over, that the business rates income has begun to get back to normal. It is right that there were a number of write-offs, but I wouldn't have thought they were big companies.
Well, if I can tell you, Chair, in years gone by, some of the bigger businesses, obviously you don't name names, but some of the bigger businesses may have been a little slow in paying for various reasons. Maybe querying the bill, going through their accounts, but for some reason not paying on time. Obviously, that's stopping us getting our money in. So I just wondered if that was still the case.
Mm, yeah. And of course, that might increase this year if we do go into a recession and a deeper recession, and it's predicted that we could be in a deeper and longer recession than all our G7 peers, which is not something good to look forward to, really. Which might have an effect on business rates being paid, or delays in that sort of thing again, even more. Or even write-offs, the more bankruptcies we have, the more collapses. Okay, anything on page 20? Anything further on page 21? Page 22? Page 23? Page 24? Page 25? Page 26? Page 27, page 28, page 29, page 30. Then we come on to all the figures. I'll again go through these page by page. Page 31, Councillor Hood, then Councillor Pardesi. Let us hope so. Councillor Pardesi, then Councillor Godfrey.
Chair. Two quick points. Under environment, can I ask what sort of improved depot facilities we're talking about at the Riverway site, please?
Yes, Chair. Two elements to this. The first is a welfare and shower plant facility. One of the things maybe surprised to me is that our staff who go out and deal with some quite unpleasant circumstances find themselves going back to the depot with no shower facilities purposes. This is about providing a welfare unit so they can clean themselves up and so on before going home. The other element is to do with the road. I don't know whether you've been down to the nursery recently, but the internal road is quite badly potholed in a number of places, so it's about basically re-levelling and putting a new surface dressing on that. So we've got a solid working surface for the entirety of the
Happy with that, Councillor Pardesi?
Yes. My other one, Chair, under planning and regeneration, the new Gypsy and Traveller site. Without sounding flippant, Chair, I'm seriously wondering if this administration is actually serious about finding a Gypsy and Traveller site. Year after year, we see this figure of 150,000. And as I say, we see the same thing year after year, and I'm wondering whether it's because we actually don't want to find it. I'll leave it at that, Chair. Maybe, Chair, we need to set a deadline for when we need to find it, because I'm coming up to the end of my fourth year, and I'm sure it's been there ever since.
That is true, Chairman. It is very, very difficult to find them. We've asked all our members to put forward some areas if they would like one in their area. One has just been approved in my ward. One was approved recently, or 12 months ago, I think, in Councillor Beattie's ward in Salt. A small one there, and there's a small one just been approved in Nosal for Paul Vans, I think it is. There was one approved in Stafford, St Albans Road, but there have been difficulties with the owner. But that is still being pursued as far as I'm aware.
So that is still proceeding, is it?
As far as I'm aware. Okay. It's not my portfolio.
No,
I think it is.
No.
It's in the local plans.
Okay. Nice, thank you.
If I may as well, Chairman.
Yeah, Councillor Cross.
Generation Committee. There have been several times that we've tried to purchase land. for that, and it's either been refused or the bid goes on to by someone else. But it's not through lack of effort of trying to find sites.
Right.
It has been active in progress.
Okay. It's just proving a very, very difficult nut to crack.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
In fact, I think the last one, or there's a recent one up on the Hopton site where the RF2 site is.
Mm-hmm.
That has been, I think we've agreed to expand that, has been agreed.
Right. How many placements might there be?
There's quite a lot scattered through the borough, but I can't give you the exact figure, but I know the one at Hopton has been increased. That was the last one that we agreed
right.
to.
Okay. Okay.
So, Chair, hopefully we won't see this next year.
Well, let us hope so. Yeah, that's right.
Let us have somewhere to spend the money on. Yeah. It's for the purchase of land.
I find it very odd, Chair, that with this particular project, we find it very difficult to find land when we seem to find it for other projects that we have in mind. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks very much, Councillor. Yes,
so we're still
Councillor
on
Fortin?
Page 20.
It's 31.
Sorry, I've got different numbers on.
Okay.
I'm on page 26, bear with me. It's your appendix one, anyway. The column on the right, programmed but not allocated.
Ah, yes.
Totals to quite a significant number, 6.5 million, doesn't it?
Yep.
Can we have an explanation for that? I can't assume what it's about.
So the budgets, the capital budgets are ring-fenced, but they don't go into the programme until they've come up with a specific detailed plan of what they're going to spend it on. So it's been approved, we put in the budget, but it isn't in the programme, whichever way around it is, until we've actually got that permission to spend the report.
So it's sort of approved in principle?
It's approved in principle.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, most of the biggest
out
there
is
the station
gateway. I'm sorry, sorry?
3.5 million in Station Gateway.
Right, Councillor Smith.
I just said 3,500 is Station Gateway.
Yeah, okay. You're both saying the same thing.
3,500,000.
Yes, rather than 1,000, yes, that's true. Okay, so that's page 31. Page 32, page 33, page 34. Do note in the middle of the page, unpresented cheques pre 2021-22. £260,000 of unpresented cheques. How many of you wouldn't present a cheque? It must be. It's a nice bit of windfall, isn't it? You ought to have a celebration on that. Right? Money for nothing, actually. Page 35. Page 35, page 36, and then we come on to the This is the one for simply resources. This is just our committee.
Can the committee just note the cabinet's decision?
Oh, sorry, yes. You presumably note decision to the cabinet.
Yes,
all in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Right. Then we come to page 37, which is the purely the figures for resources. 37, 38, 39, 40. Then the figures themselves, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48. And that's the end of that one, so we note that, don't we? Okay?
So noted, Mr. Chairman.
Indeed, noted. We've all agreed to note that. And so we now come on to our work programme. Well, thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much for leading that. And you can see that we've actually only got one committee meeting left in this. Okay, thanks very much indeed, Councillor Smith. Thank you. We've only got one committee meeting left on the 28th of February before mention it softly, the election, because the next one is in June. So we've got something there. And of course, we are going to be having a review of the Constitution as well. So
three meetings
for that, which end on Tuesday, the 28th of February. So we deal with that as well. Their future items are procurement. I think we'll get more information about that later on this year, and then we can fit it into a schedule. And of course, don't forget, if you've got any items that you want us to do a task and review on, that's something, or any agenda items you want to put on the agenda. You know, it's your agenda as well. I keep saying that. Yes.
Well, we did talk tonight about having a review of assumptions regarding inflation.
Right. That'd be an interesting one. The review.
When we were questioning what the future assumptions were going to be, because the assumptions we looked at tonight were pretty short-term assumptions.
Right.
It was said that more information would become available in the first quarter.
Right. So is that something we could add to the 28th of February meeting? Can I look at the finance team? Councillor's asking about if we can have a paper at our next meeting, which is the 28th of February, on the assumptions with regard to inflation, the assumptions we're making about inflation, which actually could be quite an interesting one for this committee.
For the medium term.
Yeah, medium term, medium term inflation. You could do that. That's great. So we could add that to the work programme for the 28th of February. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. And thank you very much, Councillor. Right. Anything else on that? Right. So, members, thank you very much indeed for all the work you've done this evening. We've covered the business. Thank you for all your comments, your questions, your patrons, and so on. But now, may I invite you all